With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump defending his social media post that suggested war against Chicago crime. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
An Apocalypse Now meme online that said, Chicago about to find out why it's called the Department of War. Illinois' governor was not amused, calling the president a wannabe dictator. And Donald Trump responded.
We're not going to war. We're going to clean up our cities. We're going to clean them up so they don't kill five people every weekend.
He has promised to send National Guard troops and immigration agents to Chicago following similar actions here in Washington. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Will the Fed lower its benchmark interest rate? We'll know that decision in the coming week following a weaker-than-expected jobs report. Speaking with SRN News, Heritage Foundation economist Richard Stern explains the variables.
What the Fed is doing every time they meet is trying to figure out if on that day, if they put more money into the system, is it just going to turn into inflation? Is it just cash, but it won't generate more production of real things? Or do we need more cash on the table to ease the flow of the economy?
Labor Department reporting Friday that employers added just 22,000 jobs last month. That's lower than July and, well, short of the expectations. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4.3%. In reaction, the Democrats started blaming Trump policies for damaging the economy. The president targets the Fed for not lowering the rate. Argentines captivated by the growing corruption scandal involving President Javier Milei's close associates. Allegations suggest that his powerful sister, Karina, has profited greatly from a kickback scheme in Argentina's disability agency. This is SRN News. Experts in the United Kingdom are worried about the birth rate.
In an industrialized country, every woman of childbearing age needs to have an average of 2.1 kids to keep the population level. In Britain, the current birth rate is 1.4. In Scotland, it's 1.3. Academics and policymakers are sounding the alarm, warning that the UK's generous welfare state will be unsustainable if the population declines. Low birth rates are the rule throughout most of the industrialized world now. The U.S. birth rate is 1.6. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Will Graham, the grandson of Billy Graham, planning a trip to Europe next month to preach the gospel. Popular evangelist slated to hold a weekend festival in Estonia, October 18th and 19th. Contemporary Christian artists will be there to perform, and Graham will preach both days. Local churches across the country are bringing sponsors together to help. This is SRN News. South Korea has reached a deal with the United States for the release of workers in a Georgia plant ICE raid.
More than 300 South Korean workers detained following a massive immigration raid at a Hyundai plant in Georgia Thursday.
He's coming this way, please.
Will be released and brought home, according to the South Korean government, which plans to send a charter plane for them after brokering a deal with U.S. officials. The raid stunned many in South Korea because the country is a key U.S. ally. ICE says they detained 475 people in total when hundreds of federal agents raided Hyundai's manufacturing site. I'm Julie Walker.
Forecasters say Hurricane Kiko is weakening as it continues on a track forecast to take the storm north of the Hawaiian Islands in coming days. Center said the hurricane should pass late Tuesday into Wednesday. Details at srnnews.com.